Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So we have a lot to talk about today, so let's get right into it. We've talked about them quite a bit, but you obviously have three very busy days coming up next week already. So let's talk about the Sip and Shop once again.
That's right. So we have our third Sip and Shop event. We've been going monthly now and conveniently timed for the holidays. It'll be Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, so you can kind of, while you're entertaining some family and friends the night before, this is going to be a fun activity to get out and about, enjoy downtown before the big holidays. So it's nice if you've cleaned your kitchen and dining room and don't want to entertain. It's a fun way to spend the evening. We have quite a few merchants that will be participating and offering specials as well as refreshments. So again, just a nice chance for after hours shopping experience if you don't always catch those businesses with their regular shopping hours.
All right, and then a list of the businesses can be found where?
We have a Facebook event page for this event, as well as a link on our calendar on the website. So businesses that you can check out include Alice's House Dressin, Backwards Boutique, Ben's Five and Dime, Betsy Peterson Designs, Harper Rose's Floral and Gifts, Mary Rose Collection, The Scottish Fox, Salvage Soul, and Perry Grand Three Theaters.
All right. Now, looking ahead already, because you have it scheduled already, the next Sip and Shop after that, when is that?
We will do another Sip and Shop in December, so if you would like to mark that date down on the calendar, it will be Friday, December 13th. So just a few weeks before Christmas and other holidays, and so a nice chance for last-minute gifts, and again, just enjoying the season in our downtown area.
Absolutely. Now, talking about the season celebrations and stuff like that, an annual celebration that is always a big deal is the Lighted Holiday Parade. Tell us one last time what people can expect with this event.
So if you've been there, done that, and have seen this amazing tradition take place in downtown Perry before, you know what we're talking about. But if you haven't, it's really worth seeing coming out. Get bundled up if it's going to be cold out, and just really take part and enjoy it. So obviously, with it being called a lighted parade, you can guess that the parade floats will be lighted in some way, or most of them will be. So a lot of effort goes into these floats, just like any parade float, but especially with the lights. So it's really fun to see with it being at night. It's dark out, it's wintertime, and then the lights just kind of bring that added warmth and joy, especially with the holiday season. So it's a fun kickoff for Perry for the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving the day before. It's Black Friday. We have this lighted parade. So whether you go out and about and do any kind of Black Friday activities, definitely come back to Perry for the lighted parade in the evening. It'll start at 7 and the lineup will start at 6 at the corner of 2nd and Otley. And that's kind of at the beginning of the parade route. We'll circle around on 3rd and come back down on 2nd. We do have prizes for the top three floats, thanks to sponsorship by Mid-American Energy this year. So that's just one extra incentive to put a little effort in and participate. Again, bundle up a little bit because it's wintertime now. We're definitely feeling it outside.
Absolutely. And then after the Lighted Holiday Parade is once again the holiday celebration downtown.
Right. So this is not just the lighted parade. There's this holiday celebration as well. And that all takes place at La Poste this year. There will be hot chocolate at Perry Perk and the Carnegie Library Museum will be open. But as far as the actual celebration with Santa, that'll all take place at La Poste. There will be youth singers from St. Pat's in Perry High School, 8 o'clock and 8:30, and then followed by Shannon and Cindy Bryan at 9 o'clock. So this can turn into quite an evening of activities for your family or whoever you're hanging out with.
Absolutely. Now, the final day of November is Small Business Saturday. And so obviously that's a big deal for local chambers of commerce and it's no different in Perry. So talk a little bit about the importance of Small Business Saturday.
Right. So Small Business Saturday is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It just happens to feel a little bit later this year with how Thanksgiving falls, always on the last Thursday of the month. And so with Small Business Saturday, it's just a chance to really drive home the message that shopping local is very important. We have a lot of fantastic locally owned independent businesses, and they do a lot to support our community. Even larger chain businesses that are located here in Perry, it's important to consider shopping there as well instead of traveling somewhere else. Just even thinking about how sales tax adds up and local option comes back to Perry. So just keep that in mind as you're shopping for the holidays and consider purchasing in Perry. With Small Business Saturday, it's just a joint effort kind of nationwide to really drive that home, like I said, and have a day to really celebrate those small businesses. So businesses will be open their regular hours. We're not designating a certain time for businesses to be open. So it's just really driving home that they're here for us year round. And this is a good day to support, especially piggybacking off of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and just all the hectic shopping that happens this time of year. So get out and support local businesses.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked enough about next week, so let's look a fair distance into the future here and talk about some events coming up in February. That's right, February. That's because there's a couple big events coming up then, starting with the annual Burr Ride. So it's never too early to start talking about Burr, but especially because you can sign up for it now, correct?
That's right. So it feels far away, but it's really not. So Burr is actually only 70 days away from today. So that's really exciting. We've had the registration open for about a month now. Pricing will go up starting January 1st. So especially with it being colder now, we're thinking about it. And regardless of the weather, now's a good chance to sign up, get that discount, as well as be one of the first 300 riders registered to get a commemorative coin. So that'll be the first Saturday in February. It'll be our 43rd year this year. So just fun to keep that tradition going strong. And it's a great fundraiser for the chamber each year. We're working on some additional entertainment. So stay tuned for live music on Friday night and Saturday after the ride for additional activities going on.
All right. So that is February 1st, which is the first Saturday of February in 2020. And then at the very last day of February next year is actually going to be February 29th. You're going to have a new event coming. So talk a little bit about that.
That's right. So we will host a Perfectly Perry Bridal Showcase is what we're calling it. And this is an opportunity to showcase Perry as a wedding destination. Obviously with La Poste and the Hotel Patti, those are beautiful event venues. And whether you realize it or not, they host a lot of weddings throughout the year. So that aside, we know that this is already happening in the community, but really supporting those entities, but then also highlighting all of the businesses that go into planning a wedding. So whether it's flowers or photography, catering, cakes, rental items, you know, there's so much that goes into that. And so seeing this opportunity to really showcase local vendors, as well as saying, hey, you're having this wedding in Perry, regardless of where you're coming from, Des Moines area, you might not know the local vendors, but let's introduce you. So really looking to have an experience unlike other larger wedding expos. So instead of just booth after booth in a huge hall, we're really going to be showcasing the spaces that we have with La Poste and the hotel set up to look like a reception with, you know, beautiful decor and flowers and things like that. So seeking vendors currently, we've personally invited people that we know already and local vendors especially, really, again, wanting to highlight those Perry vendors and hoping to finalize those details within the next month so that we can really start promoting it and inviting individuals to attend.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
One last thing, we have a ribbon cutting today, later on, 5 o'clock at Blue Jay Market. They are not necessarily a new business, but they are a new chamber member with fairly new ownership, and they have a new addition to their space. So hosting this event to officially welcome them and celebrate another business being a part of the Chamber of Commerce. And just as an open invitation for community members to take part as well during the ribbon cutting, there will be free tacos as well as vendors with samples.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Lindsay, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.